This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. There is a report today that Taliban forces are preparing to withdraw from Kandahar, one of their last bastions, the city where the Taliban movement was born. The Afghan Islamic Press news agency in Pakistan says the Taliban leader, Mullah Muhammad Omar, will turn the city over to opposition leaders. But the U.S. government is skeptical of the report. Joining us to discuss this is NPR's Sarah Chase, who is in Quetta in Pakistan. Sarah, tell us more about the Afghan Islamic Press and what they're reporting.
The press is sort of considered the mouthpiece, in a way, of the Taliban movement. It's based in Pakistan, but it is considered quite pro-Taliban. What it's saying is that the Taliban leader, Mullah Muhammad Omar, will hand over Kandahar to two former commanders of the Afghan resistance in the time of the Soviet invasion, and that this will happen within 24 hours. And then he, and that is Mullah Muhammad Omar, and an unknown number of his supporters are to withdraw to the mountains. The two commanders involved are not, of course, Taliban, and they also don't include people like Hamid Karzai, who is the opposition Pashtun leader who's had some U.S. support in an effort to foment an anti-Taliban insurrection. It's two names from the past, really.
The Pentagon here in the United States apparently does not believe this is true.
That's right. Pentagon spokesman John Stufflebeam said quite simply, "I don't believe it." And he said that U.S. troops on the ground will continue to treat this area of southern Afghanistan as hostile territory.
Now, from Quetta, which is close to the border with Afghanistan, what do you hear about Kandahar?
Well, actually, in the past 12 hours, I've heard quite a lot that tends in the direction of what this report is saying. I heard today that there was a meeting last night of religious scholars in Kandahar who are not members of the Taliban movement, and that they decided to send a delegation to the Taliban to try to persuade them to hand the town over precisely to one of these two commanders by the name of Naqibullah. I had three separate reports of differences among Taliban groups as to what to do next, where all the groups were agreed that they would fight against the Northern Alliance, but that some groups were willing to surrender to Naqibullah, one of the two commanders mentioned in the Afghan Islamic Press reports. So there definitely are quite consistent accounts that there's been maneuvering on the part of the Taliban as to who among the Pashtun leaders they would consider surrendering to.
So it's your impression that rather than a battle for Kandahar, there will be a negotiation for Kandahar, no fighting?
I think that's what we've been seeing. I really do. I think there has been perhaps some posturing on the part of different groups within the Pashtun tribe. But this is a tradition of this tribe. Criminal disputes are settled by negotiation. And there has been, over the last couple of days, quite a picture of diverse negotiations among different subgroups of the Pashtun tribe, and also a clearly expressed desire on the part of ordinary people that this be settled nonviolently, and that the specter of Pashtun-on-Pashtun bloodletting be avoided.
Sarah Chase, thanks very much.
Thank you, Linda.
NPR's Sarah Chase reporting from Quetta in Pakistan.